Hello, my name is Michael Green and I am the Resources Analyst at Align Research. Today I'm lucky enough to be joined by Dennis Evans, who's the Chief Executive of Kazera Global. Now, Kazera is an AIM-quoted investment company with interest in diamonds, heavy mineral sands and tantalite. Certainly it's good timing, as Kazera has just announced the acquisition of a rare earth project in Kenya, which looks like a cracking deal. Please could you talk me through this, Dennis?
Good morning, Michael. I agree with you. I think it is a cracking deal. What it does is it gives us an exploration project at a time when our various other projects are all sort of coming into revenue generation. So it adds a new string to the bow, and it is a very exciting new string. What it is a rare earth project in Kenya. Kenya, probably everybody knows, is a solid and safe, stable jurisdiction, mining friendly, in an area which has got good access to roads, to rail, and to people, in that there are close towns close to it. And the project really is focused on only one of three license areas, all of which are subject to this deal. So the total amount of ground covered by the license area is 346 square kilometers. And our focus at the moment, because of all the historical work that has been done on it, is one small area of that called Buru Hill, which is about 13 square kilometers. Buru Hill has had an enormous amount of work done on it. There is a 2011 report by TerraSearch, which is non-JORC compliant, but conservatively estimates an in-the-ground value of rare earths at Buru Hill alone of $3.3 billion American dollars. So the upsides are enormous, and it's a very exciting project for us. Perhaps the other point to make in terms of the project is that it's being done on a share deal only. The initial payment is 250,000 Kazera shares at a value of 1.5p per share, followed by two further payments, which will be at 2.5p per share. The last of those is only once the project comes into production. So a really good deal for Kazera, a really attractive deal for Kazera, with some really big upsides, both in terms of Kenya, in terms of rare earths, and in terms of the potential of the site itself. So we're very excited.
Yeah, and how does this fit in with the diamonds, heavy mineral sands and tantalite operations?
Well, it's different in that it's focusing on the current demand very much for battery-related minerals. But what it also is it's a way of us using the cash that we expect to be generating from our other operations. As I say, all three of those operations, we expect to be cash positive by the end of this year. That cash is then being used to increase shareholder value by way of doing this exploration and moving the Kenyan project forward.
Yeah. And how is the diamond operation at Alexcor in South Africa going?
Well, we're really happy. We've been somewhat frustrated by various political and local issues, which probably people can imagine, but which I don't really want to go into in detail now, which would be definitely prejudicial to the company. But we seem to have those sorted out now. Throughout the whole of all this time, we've been constantly mining diamond gravels. We're very happy with the diamond gravels we've been mining. The test samples that we've put through are looking very, very positive. So we've built up an enormous backlog of diamond gravels. And the intention now will be to implement the pan plant deal that we have agreed. So we have agreed with a third party that they will supply at their own cost a pan plant, which will be completely modified to suit our conditions. And that pan plant will then do all the gravel separation that was previously being done by Alexcor at the Alexcor plant. And they will then share in the diamond sales. The overall result of that deal is that we will end up spending less money on processing than we were when we were doing it through Alexcor. we will have complete control over the process, and we will end up in a much better position than we've ever been before. And that plant will be operational, we believe very strongly, will be operational next week. So it's a really good step forward, and takes us from a position of being dependent on other people to being largely independent of outside factors. We are still dependent on Alexcor for the sale of diamonds. But Alexcor have got a new CEO. They seem to have a new direction. And I'm very confident that Alexcor will be a very good partner to have going forward.
Yeah, well, that's encouraging. And how's developments going on in the heavy mineral sands?
Well, again, the project there is fantastic. We're very happy with it. The difficulty is getting the license granted. We had applied for a license, which was provisionally granted to us by the Department of Mines. The Department of Mines in South Africa, like any proper mining jurisdiction, goes through an enormous process before granting a mine and do extensive investigations. So when they grant a license, they are doing it on the basis of having satisfied themselves that the company applying meets all their requirements. The appeal which was lodged stops that process, and they then are obliged to investigate that appeal. But one shouldn't lose sight of the fact that it's an appeal against a very rigorous process, and that process, we believe, was properly carried out, and indeed our independent advisors believe was properly carried out. So we remain very confident that there is no substantive grounds for the appeal, and that what we will end up with will be the license ultimately being granted by the department.
And at the same time, what's happening with the tantalum, Tantalite Valley mine?
Tantalite Valley has been slightly problematic. The previous decision to use a third party to operate the mine has been somewhat difficult in that they have not had the skills that we believe are necessary. So what I have done is I've started from the beginning with a clean sheet, essentially. We have employed our own team on the mine. They are being supervised by very good people on the ground who were part of DJ Drilling. So there are a couple of very good people in DJ Drilling who have moved across to Kazira. And we are seeing a constant improvement both in grades and in volumes. We would expect to be exporting the first commercial tonnage from the mine during the course of possibly June, certainly July. And we expect to see the volumes going up. We're implementing changes at the moment. I will be in South Africa again next week. And Namibia. We'll be implementing changes, and we expect to see volumes going up, purity going up, and the whole operation starting to work the way that it was originally intended to work. So once again, really, really confident and positive about the future of Tantalite Valley.
Well, being involved in, you know, four really sexy sectors in the minerals world, what does the news flow look like for the rest of the year?
Sorry, Michael, could you repeat that?
Yeah, I just wondered what the news flow looks like for the rest of the year.
I think it's going to be excellent. I think we will have a situation where probably the first thing that we will be announcing will be diamond production, because I would anticipate that we will be able, before the end of this month, June, to be able to announce substantial numbers of carats going through to Alexcor for sale. The next thing that will come online will be an announcement in regard to the tantalum, because we will be, as I say, exporting tantalum by the end of this month, early next month, and that there will then be on a continuously increasing trajectory. So that will be, again, positive. We've had an enormous amount of interest in lithium from third parties in Tantalum Valley. And so we are discussing various possibilities with different parties. So there'll probably be some sort of an announcement in the not too distant future regarding the process of lithium. And then the heavy mineral sand situation is one which, well, at any stage, we could be announcing that we've been granted the license. And we are working on other initiatives in regard to heavy mineral sands as well. And then the other exciting news, of course, is Buru Hills and the Kenyan project, where we will be commissioning a JORC resource. We anticipate that there by the end of this year. And a JORC resource just into Buru Hill ought to give the company a substantial uplift in terms of value. So there's a lot of news to come.
Undoubtedly. Dennis, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Thanks a lot.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for your time.
No problem at all. Thank you.